Welcome to ESL Podcasts English Cafe, number 8. Well, that sound means it's time for another English Cafe. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. And welcome back. This is your place to learn about all things related to English and American culture. On the cafe today, we are going to talk about best-selling books again. We're going to talk about the Sundance Movie Festival, Dr. Phil, a famous psychologist here, Donald Trump, who's a famous businessman, and as always, we'll answer some questions. Let's get started. I need to start with a correction from our previous English Cafe. I made a mistake, another mistake. I said that the name of a famous Charles Dickens, the English-British writer Charles Dickens, that the name of one of his novels was Bleak Street. And this is, of course, not correct. I should have said Bleak House, H-O-U-S-E, Bleak House. So my apologies. I think I was thinking of another expression also, which comes from England, which is Fleet Street. Fleet, F-L-E-E-T, Street. And Fleet Street is where all of the newspapers in London are located, on that street in London. And when people talk about Fleet Street, they mean the British Press, P-R-E-S-S, which refers to newspapers, though it could also refer to other types of news reporting organizations. Also, to follow up, and the expression to follow up, U-P, means to continue to talk about something that we have already talked about to give you more new information. I talked about Oprah Winfrey on the cafe a few weeks ago and how she is a famous television person who has recommendations every month for books. And when Oprah recommends a book, Oprah is her first name, when Oprah recommends a book, it usually becomes a bestseller. That is a very popular book. And just last week, she recommended a new book for the month. And of course, after a couple of days, this was the number one selling book in America. The book, in case you are interested, is called Night, N-I-G-H-T, by Elie Wiesel. And it is, some of you may know, a book about how his survival during World War II in a concentration camp during the war. But that book is now has a new translation in English and is the number one book in America this week. Well, moving, talking about books, I want to talk a little bit about another best-selling book this week. And it is also, interestingly enough, a famous television personality. And his name is Dr. Phil. Phil, of course, P-H-I-L, is short for Philip. And Dr. Phil is a psychologist, I believe. I don't think he is a psychiatrist. A psychiatrist has a medical degree, and a psychologist has a PhD degree. But in any case, Dr. Phil is has his own daily television program, and he gives people advice about their relationships, about their boyfriends and their girlfriends and families and so forth. So he's sort of, he brings people on his television program and talks to them. Well, he has a top-selling book also this week. So Dr. Phil is very famous in the United States, and many people, if you say Dr. Phil, they know exactly who you're talking about. Well, moving from the world of books to the world of movies, this week is also a very famous movie festival, we would call it, F-E-S-T-I-V-A-L. A festival is like a big party. But when we talk about a film festival, we mean an event, when people come together and they watch movies all day. Usually this film festival is 2, 3, 4 days long. And so all the actors, actresses, and more importantly, the critics, and a critic, of course, C-R-I-T-I-C, someone who writes about the movie or book, in this case the movie, in the newspaper. Well, the most famous one for independent movies in the United States is called the Sundance Movie Festival. Now, independent means that they are made by someone other than the big movie, what we would call the studios. A movie studio, S-T-U-D-I-O, is a big organization, a big company. For example, let's see, lots of them here in Los Angeles, most of them are here in Los Angeles. They have their headquarters here, meaning their main office here in Los Angeles. Down the street from me, very close to where I live, is Sony Studio, S-O-N-Y. Of course, Sony is a famous electronic manufacturer, a company, Japanese company that makes electronic goods. But this is a entertainment part of Sony, and they have a big studio in a city very close to me called Culver City. Well, the independent movies are movies made by small companies, people who are not in a big company. The word that we sometimes use instead of independent is just indie, I-N-D-I-E. And someone says this is an indie movie, not Indian, okay? Indie movie. An indie movie is an independent movie, usually with a small budget. A budget, of course, is how much money you spend, so it's, they don't spend as much money as the big movies. Well, the Sundance, S-U-N-D-A-N-C-E, Sundance Movie Festival takes place in Utah. It's in a skiing resort or a skiing town in the state of Utah, which is, California is on the coast, on the Pacific coast, and Utah is two states to the east. So next to California is Nevada, and next to Nevada is Utah. And so lots of people are talking about the new indie or independent movies. And these are often very excellent movies. So when I find out what the good ones are, I will be sure to tell you. Other news that I read today was somewhat interesting about a man who is very famous in the United States also. And he is a famous business person. In particular, he is a what we would call a real estate magnate. Real estate, two words, R-E-A-L-E-S-T-A-T-E. Real estate means property, buildings, houses, land. That's real estate. Well, a real estate magnate, M-A-G-N-A-T-E, is someone who owns a lot of real estate, many buildings. And in fact, in New York City, for example, there are several buildings that are owned by this man, Donald Trump. One of them is called the Trump Towers. Trump, by the way, T-R-U-M-P. And he's very famous in the United States as being sort of, he thinks he's very important. and of course he is, but he's not humble. He thinks he's very important, and he tells everyone he's very important. And he's also famous because, of course, he has a television program, and that television program is called The Apprentice. The Apprentice, A-P-P-R-E-N-T-I-C-E. An apprentice, you may know, is someone who is learning to do something, some job, some profession. So you can be an apprentice to someone, and that person teaches you something about that job for your work. Well, his program is called The Apprentice, and it's a reality program. And as we talked about, I think, before, a reality program is one in which people are real people, not actors, are competing, or it's like a game they're trying to win. And the game here is to win a one-year job with Donald Trump, to be his apprentice. It's a very popular show, and he is in the news this week because there is a new book about him, a biography. And a biography, B-I-O-G-R-A-P-H-Y, is a book that tells the story, the life story of someone. If you write your own right story, we call that an autobiography. Well, there's a new biography about Donald Trump, and he doesn't like it. And so he has decided to sue, S-U-E, to sue the author and the company that is making the book, the publisher. To sue, S-U-E, means to say that you are doing something wrong and you need to pay me money. And so he is suing this author, the writer, and the publisher, the company that makes the book, saying that the book is full of lies, full of untrue things about him. He's suing them for $5 billion. $5 billion with a B, dollars. Now, you know, $1 million that in English has six zeros, so $1,000,000. $1 billion in English has nine zeros, so it's a lot of money, and will be interesting to see if he wins his case. His case is his demand to them that they pay him money. I'm pretty sure the author, the writer, doesn't have $5 billion. Now we're going to answer a few questions. The first question comes from Yuta, Y-U-T-A, in Tokyo, Japan. Yuta wants to know the difference between the words very and the word really. For example, it's very nice. It's really nice. I'm very sorry. I'm really sorry. Well, good question. Really, there isn't any, there isn't a big difference. People, if I say really instead of very, that might be a little more informal. I might say that to a friend, but not necessarily my boss. So very is, if you say it's very nice, it's a little more formal than it's really nice. The another difference between these is that, for me anyway, when I say really, it's almost the same as saying very, very nice, even more than very, just a little bit. That's how I would use those terms. Now, someone else, another native speaker, may use them differently, but that's, I think, how I use them. A similar question comes from Clotilde, C-L-O-T-I-L-D-E, writing from France, from outside of Paris, France, near Paris, France. And Clotilde wants to know the difference between pretty, P-R-E-T-T-Y, and quite, Q-U-I-T-E, when they are used as adverbs. For example, he is pretty good. He is quite good. Well, one difference is that, for me, pretty is, he's good, a little good. He's pretty good. He's okay. But when you say someone is quite good, you mean he's very, very good. So someone who is pretty good is not as good as someone who is quite good. So thank you for that question. We've been getting a lot of email about the song lyric idea, and I want to thank those who have emailed me. I am still working on it in order to talk about the words of a song and to talk about them on the podcast. I need to get permission from the people who own the song, the company. And it's not that difficult, but I need a little more time to do that. So thank you for your patience. One question I got today from Ulrich from Germany. And Ulrich wants to know about the words that I use on ESL, on English Cafe, if I could put a list of those words on the website, the ones that I talk about, and that's a very good idea. In fact, I have already started to do that on our website. If you are listening on an iPod, you can, an iPod that has a screen, you can just click the center button in your on your iPod, and you will see a list of those words. I think you have to press the button three times. Well, we are going a little long today. I apologize. We're going to end the show. As always, we want to thank the most important person for ESL Podcast, Dr. Lucy Say, who provides our scripts as well as many of the ideas we talk about here on the cafe. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time on the English Cafe. English as a Second Language podcast is written and produced by Dr. Lucy Say, hosted by Dr. Jeff McQuillan. This podcast is copyright 2006.